Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Time for all your guesses as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We pick from one of two categories there, and you try to get somebody right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the midroom.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, welcome back to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Brock, here you go. Just out today, we have the 15 cities in the United States with the worst traffic. A report looked into traffic congestion across the country, found that the typical driver lost 49 hours in traffic in 2025. That is a six-hour jump from 2024, and it cost the country about $85 billion, an increase of 11% from last year. So we have the 15 cities that have the worst traffic in the United States. And also for you, Brock, a new study came out that revealed the most expensive NFL teams to support on game day. So the 10 most expensive NFL teams for fans, based on average ticket price, cost of a 16-ounce beer, parking, hot dog price in the stadium. So you can either go with the top 10 or the bottom 10 on that category, or the 15 cities in the U.S. with the worst traffic. Where are you going to go?
Originally, the cities would be kind of, I feel like, easier, but since the Hawks are doing so well, I'm going to go with the NFL. So
okay.
NFL.
Are you going to go with the most expensive stadiums in the United States to see a football game or the least?
I'm going to go most expensive, I believe.
Okay. Most expensive. Okay. You know how the game is played, Brock. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes you're out. So as far as the fan experience goes, again, this includes the ticket price, beer, food, and parking. That's how they determined which team cost fans the most to support in person during the 2024 season. So what's your first guess? On your guess, is as good as mine.
I feel like this is going to be harder than I think, but, I mean, you have to go with, like, Dallas to start with, I guess.
The Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are the ninth most expensive place to see a football game. So to give you an example, the average ticket price in Dallas is about $167. The cost for a 16-ounce beer is $9.50. Parking is $50, and $7.50 will get you a hot dog for a grand total of $234 for one seat.
Damn.
In Dallas.
But I think also, just think of newer stadiums.
Like L.A.?
Right, so you figure either the Chargers or the Rams.
Probably the Rams.
Or the Raiders, that's a brand new stadium.
I was definitely going with the Rams as my next one.
Rams are on the list. They are number four. The average ticket price, $207. 16-ounce beer is $12,
damn,
which is pretty pricey. Parking there is $50. Hot dog stadium hot dog price in stadium is $10.26. To go to a Raiders game is going to cost you $280.
Rams game?
I'm sorry, I thought you said the Las Vegas Raiders.
Nope.
Said Rams.
No.
Oh, the Rams.
I said Rams.
Oh, sorry, you're wrong. They're not on the list.
Oh, the Rams are not
damn.
On the
list. No, they're not.
But we might as well give them Raiders.
Yeah, take the Raiders now. Brock, you might
as well. The Raiders. I get the Raiders. You got to give me that one.
All right, I'll give you the Raiders. Okay.
All right. Well, shoot.
By the way.
And in the end, you're seeing the Raiders.
Right.
I mean, that's, like, I get it's Vegas. I understand that. The stadium is cool, but it's the Raiders. The on-field product is garbage.
Awful. They say that some historically strong teams like the Ravens and Patriots fall in the middle of the price range along with the Seahawks.
I can believe that.
Atlanta Falcons fans enjoy the cheapest hot dogs in the NFL, $2 each. Jacksonville Jaguars rank the third most affordable with a total cost of $124 per game experience. Arizona is the second most affordable experience, $107 for the entire game. They tie with the Tennessee Titans, offering the most affordable game day experience at $107
as well. And more terrible product, yeah.
Okay. All right, Brock, where are you going now?
All right, so I got to go rich cities. Let's try San Francisco. Sorry.
San Francisco, that's number 10 on the list. Parking is what kills you in San Francisco. The average cost to park is $70. Hot dogs are $9 and a beer is $11.50. I will tell you this. One surprising division has three teams
in the top 10.
That are in the top three.
Oh, damn.
In the top three, there are NFC.
I mean, it could be the NFC East just because the Giants are expensive.
It is not.
It is not.
Yeah. Okay.
Cowboys are already on there.
I was going to go with Giants next, but no. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
So what if we go to the north to, like, Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota?
Shoot. All right. How about Chicago?
Chicago's number three.
Wow.
Average ticket price is $240.
Jeez.
A beer will run you $8.80. Parking only $25, though. And a hot dog in Soldier Field is $7.87 for a grand total of $281 for one seat.
I mean, they're having a decent season, but still. In that case, I would guess like Detroit and Minnesota.
I was going to go because of the whole destination. What about Green Bay?
Green Bay's number two on the list.
Really?
The average ticket price is $231. A beer is $9.50. Parking is $50. Cheapest thing they got is a stadium hot dog for $5.38. Total cost $296 to visit Lambeau Field. My money says if you're going to Lambeau, probably worth the experience.
I'm just not eating a hot dog. I'm eating a brats, Wisconsin.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's just got to be the heritage of Lambeau.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's a very big tourist, like.
Right.
They're very friendly. To me, it kind of seems like Wrigley Field a little bit.
It's also very exclusive. So one of the things they say on this ticket price is exclusivity. Most people have season tickets. There are not a lot of tickets available.
Right.
So when you do get a ticket, it's going to cost you a little bit more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, so Brock, you're right on the Packers being the second most expensive NFL team to see live. Chicago Bears come in at third. The Raiders are in fourth. Dallas 9 and San Francisco 10.
So there's three from the NFC North, so that means it's either Detroit or Minnesota.
Doesn't Minnesota have a new stadium?
New-ish, yeah.
Got to pay for that new stadium.
Yeah, that's
Detroit tough. I know, and Detroit's been so hot, their ticket price has to go up. I'm going to go Detroit.
Detroit's number one. One of the poorest cities in the United States has the highest average NFL experience ticket cost.
Well, that's what killed me with Green Bay. I mean, these are not bustling metropolises here, you know?
Average ticket price, $253. See the Lions. 16-ounce beers, relatively affordable, $6.
All right.
Parking is $60, and a hot dog is $8, for a total of $327.93 to see the Detroit Lions play football.
I will say, last time I went to a Seahawks game, I had a hot dog. Something nice about eating a dog at a game.
There is, man. I don't know why. You can make them at home, but for whatever reason, at a sporting event, they're just better.
All right, Brock, you've got four teams remaining. Two in the AFC and two in the NFC.
I feel like one that gets a lot of attention just because it's been a heritage team. Everybody loves them, the Broncos.
That's not a bad call, actually.
I want to say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is number six on the list. Average ticket price, $201. Average beer, $15.
Damn.
That's one of the most expensive in the NFL, probably for good reason.
I was
going to
say.
Keep the fans in check.
Yeah.
$40, you can park there, and in Philadelphia, you can get a hot dog for $6.50. All right, there's three teams left. You've got one strike against you, Brock. You've got two strikes left and three teams remaining. One is in the same conference division as the Philadelphia Eagles.
That makes it easy.
Oh. So
you've already got the Cowboys.
You got the Cowboys. We know the Giants aren't in there.
That's D.C.?
Number eight. D.C. is an expensive ticket. $186. Beer cost you $11, even though it's expired. Parking
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay, $40. And a hot dog will run you $9 for a grand total of $246 to see the Washington Commanders.
All right. So I want to go with Mike on this one. Let's go Denver.
Denver! Think better teams.
Never listen to Mike.
Sorry. Think better teams in the AFC. Two teams that seemingly
maybe
are
the
always
Chiefs?
In it.
The Chiefs isn't bad.
I mean, they've been so good, it's got to be an expensive ticket.
Bills and Bengals.
I'll go the Chiefs.
Chiefs are number five. $193 ticket. $8.50 beer. $67 to park in KC. Hot dogs are only $5.
It is a cool place to see a game, though.
I'd say worth it if you go.
$275 is your grand total if you want to see the Chiefs.
If you Uber to that stadium, get your Uber back early because they run out fast.
Yeah.
And then you might end up stranded out there.
And it's kind of in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Yeah.
Brock, 9 out of the 10 you've got. You got two strikes. You got one left. What's your last pick here?
You said AFC team?
AFC team.
Yeah.
Bills.
AFC team. I'll go Buffalo. Yeah, let's go Buffalo.
You ran the table.
All right.
Buffalo Bills. $212 for a ticket, $8.80 for a beer. Parking is $25, and dogs are $11.25.
How much for tables?
Yeah, really. As far as the Seattle Seahawks, I'll believe it or not, one of the most affordable game day experiences in the NFL. They came in 22nd. Average ticket cost is $107. A beer will run you $10.50. You should pick up a men's room IPA in the bright yellow can if you do that. Parking is $40, and a hot dog's $5 for a grand total of $162.81.
Where's this $40 parking?
Good call.
I've never
seen it.
I've seen 80 to 100.
Maybe if you have a permit.
I guess. I've never seen $40 to park at a Seahawks game.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.